For more than 2 years now, the federal government has been trying to get the Suffolk County Police Department to reform. But Suffolk is struggling. 2 months ago, the FBI arrested Suffolk's police chief, James Burke, for corruption and civil rights violations. However, the feds have been looking at Suffolk much longer than that. In 2009, the Justice Department investigated claims that Suffolk police ignored hate crimes. To settle that investigation, the county agreed to 25 pages worth of reforms. WSHU's Charles Lane has read through some 600 pages of correspondence between Suffolk police and the Department of Justice. He reports that most of Suffolk's reforms are far from complete, and that Latinos are still targeted by police.
Carlos Barrientos was driving down Sunrise Highway last year. A Suffolk police officer was driving in the other direction.
Okay, entonces cuando ella me vio de frente sentí la mirada de él.
And a police officer looked and he frowned. He was very abrupt. He looked at the plates and then he put the lights right away and he turned around.
The cop asked for license and registration. Barrientos doesn't have a green card or a social security number. So we got 3 tickets that day.
Given was for having an expired registration from Chicago.
Yes.
An expired registration from Chicago. And what
did I look for? The sticker de la placa de license plates. The sticker de license plates.
There's a sticker on the plates, and that was expired to us.
Barrientos has several stories like this. So do his friends. It's because they all have license plates from states that don't require a driver's license to register a car.
When a police officer sees that the plates are from another state and the one driving is a Latino, it's automatic that they're going to stop you.
Over the last 4 years, Barrientos paid $9,000 in tickets. And according to data collected by Suffolk Police, what happened to Barrientos is happening to lots of Latino drivers. As part of a reform agreement with the federal government, police are actually collecting data on this. Chris Love is a lawyer for Suffolk Police and the main liaison between Suffolk and the Department of Justice.
The collection platform, which is a computer program that's on the mobile laptops in all of the police cars, and officers began collecting the data on all their traffic stops.
Suffolk has so far compared some 30,000 traffic stops to local census figures. The data shows that Hispanic and Black drivers were pulled over more often than expected. It also shows that white and Asian drivers were pulled over less often than expected. But Love disputes the analysis.
The census data was flawed at best, possibly irrelevant.
Love suspects census workers may have undercounted Blacks and Hispanics, therefore skewing benchmarks. But buried in the data are less explainable statistics. For example, in wealthy areas of Huntington and Smithtown, police stopped 2 to 3 times the number of Latinos who live in those neighborhoods. Meanwhile, on the highway, where a driver's ethnicity would be little more than a blur, Hispanic drivers were actually stopped less than expected.
You know, the DOJ did make a couple of comments on the conclusions that that report resulted on, but again, we acknowledge the fact that it was a draft report. It only captured 3 or 4 months of data.
Additionally, and this has nothing to do with census data, when Hispanics were stopped, they were more likely to be given tickets. Non-Hispanics were more likely to be let off with a warning. Still, Love expects future reports to reveal less biased traffic stops. And if future reports reveal the same pattern...
Let's say it does. What's the remedy? The remedy would be broad-based training to prevent, you know, it continuing, and then individual discipline.
But advocates say Latinos can't wait. Foster Mayer is a lawyer with the civil rights group Latino Justice. He says police are just making excuses. And right now, the data shows biased traffic stops are irreparably harming Latinos.
But that's such a fundamental aspect of how the police interacts with the community and how the community views the police that just has to stop immediately. And I don't get the sense from the current leadership that they view it with the same concern.
Mayor fears biased traffic stops underscore a bigger issue for Latinos.
Yes, this police force is out to get you, not help you, not to serve you. So as long as that big barrier exists between Suffolk County Police and the immigrant communities and the communities of color, that level of good policing will never be obtained.
Correspondence between the Department of Justice and the Suffolk County Police Department suggests federal officials don't entirely trust Suffolk's ability to rid itself of biased policing. This came up when the federal government was trying to get Suffolk to rewrite their policy that defined biased policing. Lori Friedel is a professor of criminology at the University of South Florida. Friedel says there are 2 broad categories of anti-bias policing, a narrow policy and a loose policy.
I would think that the Department of Justice is pushing Suffolk to have a very narrow policy because they've identified problems.
Suffolk wanted the loose policy because it would allow officers to use race-based characteristics when searching for bad guys.
So, for instance, maybe in a particular area of a city, in a park, there's intelligence that links a particular demographic, blacks, to a particular criminal act, robberies.
Suffolk wanted to use information like that to better stop crime, but the feds appeared hesitant to give Suffolk that much flexibility. In a letter, U.S. attorneys wrote that Suffolk was creating a, quote, safe harbor for discriminatory policing. Again, Lori Friedel.
So the U.S. Department of Justice might push a tighter policy if they don't have full confidence in an agency that they will, in fact, be taking this issue of biased policing very seriously, providing good training, providing good supervision, and so forth.
After months of back and forth, the DOJ eventually gave Suffolk the flexibility to use a looser anti-bias policy. But to be sure Suffolk police didn't abuse that loose policy, the Justice Department set about to vigorously overhaul Suffolk's training program. Anti-bias training material was scrutinized, experts were brought in to modernize it, and sessions were lengthened, all in hopes that police wouldn't indiscriminately target Latinos like Carlos Barrientos in traffic stops.
Do you think Latinos are being targeted by Suffolk County police?
Yes.
While Suffolk police maintain that traffic stop data is a fluke, Barrientos says talk among his friends is that the cops are waiting to stop just Latinos. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, Charles will have another report on Suffolk's struggles to reach out to the Latino community.